This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do to get involved and just be engaged. And if you don't like the email, you know, you get a couple of them and you go, you know what, this is just bug. I don't really want to deal with this. It's really simple. You just unsubscribe. You get so much other junk mail, and you get a little junk mail from me. You may find out it's not so much junky. My words, by the way. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom DelVicaro is going to join me after the first break. And you got to give him a little kudos here, because he always jumps in at the last minute when I call him and I ask him, and I go, look, dude, he's written some great articles on Fox and some other places about what's going on here, well, countrywide, but also what's going on here in California. You know, he's got his finger on the pulses. He was the California Party chairman years ago. And seriously, when you think about where California's come from and where it is today, you've got the current California Republican Party chair asking people running for office not to mention Trump. And then you have, I don't know, I'm trying to keep it clean, but you have the guts, the spine, to say, gee, why do we keep losing? Stop looking at the numbers where, you know, I worked on, worked around, any way you want to put it, Mike Garcia's campaign. All right? And when I say worked on, I mean, I wasn't a paid person to be there. I endorsed him. Everybody knew I endorsed him. So that doesn't mean I'm going to keep my mouth shut about it. And the fact that he was willing to talk about Trump, good, bad, and indifferent, was one of the reasons I endorsed him. He didn't wince when we talked about it. He didn't go, yeah, I'm going to, you know, but I got to be careful how I lay it out there. No, none of that. Didn't play any of those games. Said, yeah, in my neck of the woods, in my world, as you can imagine, a school board member, have a radio show like this every day, 3 hours a day. And I'm a pretty controversial person. I mean, when you think about lightning hitting a rod, I'm the rod. You know what I'm saying? And he had no problem accepting an endorsement from me and had no problem talking about it. So he's not afraid of adversity. He's not afraid of controversial issues. He's not afraid to take a stand, where a lot of others are. We need more people like that. Even if it's an uncomfortable conversation, uncomfortable situation, we need more people. And frankly, guys, not just in Congress. I need you to sign up. Look at Dr. B, Dr. Bridget. She is a council person in her city, in her community. We need more of her out there. She's getting ready to launch her own show. We need more of her out there. We need more people, more people like her who are not afraid of what's going to rain down on their head because they know they're doing the right thing. They're not afraid to do the right thing. And right now is the time, unless you really feel, look, unless your conscience, unless you really feel right now, today, this moment, that Trump is a bad man. He shouldn't be reelected. We shouldn't be helping him. All right? I mean, seriously. If you're there and that's where you're at, that's how you're dealing with things, well, there's not much I can do about that, is there? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, looking at these issues. Looking at the issues that are taking place. Everybody's talking about how Trump has failed. Trump hasn't failed at all. When it comes to where the unemployment rate is today and what's going on in this country today, I can't think of anybody. Maybe you can help me. Maybe I'm just stuck in my office and I don't really know what's going on. But I can't think of anybody who could take the beating that this man takes on a daily basis and is willing to still go on. He loves this guy. He doesn't need this garbage. He can go down and buy Cancun, for God's sakes, and hang out there for the rest of his life. There's so many places he could go to, and I won't say hide, but relax. But no, he decides to stay and stay with it. They beat on his wife. They beat on his son. And all that's okay, apparently. And I'm not talking about Don Jr. I'm talking about Barron. See, they hate him so much, they justify why they can attack him. If you ever did that to one of Obama's kids... And by the way, does anybody know where his kids are? How come we never see anything about his kids in the news? We used to see it about Bush's kids all the time, even after he was out of office. You telling me they're angelic? They've done nothing wrong? Just curious. But here's a man who doesn't need this. And he's there fighting for us. Why are we not protecting him? Why are we not sticking up for him? And if you're not willing to speak, if you've been a beneficiary of anything he's done, why are you not speaking positively about the president of these United States? Don't fear the idiots that are keeping you from talking about him. Joe Mazzini, your host, Tom Del Vecchio, joins me right after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're looking for Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. How did this happen? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what you need to be. You need to be part of the solution. I am so tired of some of you spewing the party line. There's no meat behind it. You don't step in. You don't do what you really need to do. And again, I could do this all night long, but I don't need to do this all night long. I'm bringing somebody on who could also do this all night long. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and Tom, I always appreciate when Tom's on with me. He is the former chair of the, what the heck? Is your tea ready? Former chair. I don't know what that ding was. Former chair of the Republican Party and, you know, author. You can find him on Fox News. You can find him all over the place these days. You find a lot of his articles and what have you there up there on Fox News. Check them out. And Tom, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Joe, it's so long since I've wanted to talk to you. I mean,
oh my God, really? Come on, I don't have my boots on, so don't start, okay? Anyhow, but all right. Well, first, the most obvious, okay? I mean, the 25th congressional race, the races in California. Surprised that the Republicans were able to take it?
No, listen. So there's a lot of moving parts here. When I was in party politics, we won two special elections. The out party, you know, it has an advantage. A special election is like the first midterm of a presidency where the pendulum sort of swings back. So you have that dynamic working for you in this particular case. We're the out party Republicans. The Democrats are the in party. They take things for granted. The out party is more motivated, number one. Number two, you and I both know that woman didn't really want the seat, right? There's right. rumors about her saying, you know, she wants to be school superintendent. So she's a bad candidate. In addition to the fact, and look, this is not a Democrat seat. So it's a swing district, right? It used to be Republican. It swung one way. And no shock that it swung back. You have that dynamic as well. And also, the timing of Eric Garcetti saying that LA is going to be shut down until the year 2045 could not have come on a better, week. And I think Republicans in this state are motivated. They're generally not motivated because they don't think their vote counts. But, the palpable anger, and it's not just Republicans. Also, I think, adds a few votes here and there. And let's face it, Republicans had a good candidate. The Democrats had a lackluster candidate. You know, that's a brew. Well, you throw all of that together, and it's not surprising to me. I'm pleasantly surprised at the margin. I think that's very yes. discouraging for Democrats heading into the fall. I continue to believe that Governor Whitmer in Michigan, Governor Gavin Newsom here in California are helping Republicans win back the House, and this race is part of that dynamic.
What about California as a whole, though? Because, Newsom doesn't have the best ratings, even among his own people. He's threatening to move towards martial law if people don't start to step up and do what he tells them to do, yeah. And, and he's getting more draconian in what he's doing. So even though, he's pushing it down to counties to enforce, and then you've got the sheriffs in the state, which I'm pleasantly surprised with, some of them saying, hey, we're not going to enforce these laws. So I think that's why he came out last week and said, hey, we may head towards martial law if I can't get people to follow my, my edicts here.
Yeah, he's
go ahead.
Lord Acton, power corrupts absolutely. There are politicians who love to wield power. And, in March, the Democrats were all upset about Trump saying, I'm going to make the decision about, for the country. And they said, no, you got to leave it to us. And so then he left it to them, and 36 hours later, and now they have all the responsibility, and they're all upset that they have the responsibility. And, of course, one size doesn't fit all. Modoc County should not be judged by the same standards as Los Angeles. And Gavin Newsom can't let go of it. And he has, you know, this is a guy who has a complex. You know, the last guy on earth who should be saying that Trump's acting dictatorial is Gavin Newsom. You recall that Gavin Newsom, when he was mayor of San Francisco, said, "We're, you know, whether you like it or not, we're having gay marriage." He consistently breaks the law. And I have these series of memes on Facebook, which I know you've seen, about his, you know, his pronouncements or the things that he does. I mean, even the Democrats can't get a look at the contract, the billion-dollar contract that he signed with a car company from China, whose president is his donor. So, you know, he's not coming out well with this. I can tell your listeners, they've probably heard it before, but there is new energy with a recall for Gavin Newsom. And I think, you know, if it wasn't for the shutdown, they could get all the signatures they need for that in L.A. in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, in L.A. alone, you're exactly right. But then, okay, so let's be brutally honest, okay, about it, with the Republican Party and the way they work here in California. Who do you get to replace him? I mean, who would go up, even if you recalled Governor Gavin, who do we have?
Okay, so remember this. I'm going to measure my words.
I can do it. I can do it. I'll do it. I promise. I'll do it.
I will measure my words. Recalls are very strange breeds. In a recall election, there's two votes that you make. Yes or no on the recall. And if the recall succeeds, pick from the following people. And the thing about that is you don't need to win with 50%. You just have to be the top vote-getter.
Yep. Don't go anywhere. You've got to finish this up on the other side. Joe Mazzini, your host, Tom Delvecchio, is going no place. We've got him locked in a secret room. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate has passed legislation that would extend a set of expired federal surveillance tools designed to help law enforcement officials track suspected terrorists and spies, moving one step closer to retrieving them. The legislation passed the Senate 80-16. The bill is a bipartisan compromise that has the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Justice Department, which had been part of the negotiation, said it appreciated that the expired authorities had been reauthorized, but expressed disappointment with the tweaked version of the bill that ultimately passed. It is unclear how quickly the legislation can become law. The House passed the bill in March, but will have to pass it again due to changes in the Senate. President Donald Trump has said he will support the compromise, but GOP senators, who are longtime skeptics of federal surveillance, have tried to change his mind, hoping he would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Talk right after this. Hold on a second. Joe Mazzini, your host, is in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. And as I always say, and I mean it sincerely, just because I say it doesn't mean it's truth, okay? You got to check out what I say. Some of us get caught. People send us information not always quite right, okay? But we try. We try really hard. Here's another guy that tries really hard. Tom Del Picaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's also the author of The Historical Perspectives, The Divided Era, and The New Conservative Paradigm. You know what? And this book is right on and a right time for today, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it turns out that we're divided. Who knew? I started talking about this now. What is this, 2020? I started talking about this in 2007, Joe.
Wow. Oh,
and, God. And, you know, there's a certain dynamic to it. And here's the reality. The more government decides, the more it divides. And what I mean by that is, you know, like in your own life, if you're married, and I know nothing about this.
Tom is, for you women out there that want to know, Tom is single, and you'll figure out why soon. Go ahead.
Ouch. In the immortal words of somebody, I'm not saying you're inaccurate. I'm just saying, in the immortal words of somebody, ouch. But, you know, if you're married, there are certain topics that, with your spouse, you just say, we agree to disagree. Government, however, forces a decision on those issues. And as a result, you know, it like forces you to disagree because somebody wins and somebody loses. Government does that every day of the week and forces someone to pay for it. You know, I remember long ago when Microsoft didn't even have a lobbyist in D.C. And then suddenly the government started regulating that industry and Microsoft opened up a lobbying office. That's what it's like. When government makes a decision, it forces people to fight back. And the more it does, the more it divides. And that's where we are. And, you know, every dollar spent, is there's a competition for it. There's a competition to spend it. And, you know, it's out of control. And today, you know, just think about it in California. We have this shutdown. We have essential businesses and so-called non-essential businesses. Why is one business essential and one not? I'll tell you the most ludicrous essential business. I should do a contest for this. You know what my view is the most ludicrous essential business, Joe?
Which one?
You ready?
Yep.
Pot store. Marijuana store. Do you know why?
Go ahead.
It's 100% true that smoking vastly increases the danger you have related to COVID. Vastly. You cannot have that in your lungs and risk getting COVID. Yet, we know why alcohol and marijuana and everything. Could you imagine the revolt if people had to sit at home and couldn't have their vices?
Couldn't throw back a beer, cigarettes, or dope. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, you'd have... The revolt would have started already. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's essential that liquor stores are open, but God forbid you had a church open.
Yeah. Yeah. I am waiting for the revolt. You know, you heard Newsom last week. Some say it was an offhanded comment, but it wasn't. It's exactly what he believes. You know, he believes that religion is entertainment because he's going to allow the churches to open as soon as the football stadiums are allowed to open. Right? I mean, think about that.
So, I've written over the years a lot about this issue. And, you know, government doesn't like competition. And what do I mean by that? Well, government wants to be the provider of all. But religion, the horrible thing that it is, sarcasm, there's not a religious book in the world that says become a ward of the state and you shall reach salvation. No. Every religion tells you to help your fellow man, at least in the West, help your fellow man, charitable, self-reliant, work hard. Well, the state has no part in that. And as a result, socialism cannot succeed until it destroys religion.
You mean it doesn't tell you to pound on government until they take care of the poor? It actually tells you, we should take care of the poor, the sick, and the infirm, and the destitute?
Yeah. You know, prior to the New Deal, the historian Will Durant said that a third of all money in circulation, one-third of all money, made its way through in any one year through charitable institutions.
Wow.
And just think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And government crowds out charity. You're too young to remember this, but I'm not. There was a time, that's the nicest thing I'm ever going to say to you, Joe Messina. I've already admitted your meatballs are better than mine, so I, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
There's a certain manhood problem here. But, you know, it's funny about that. My mom made the greatest meatballs, and so I shied away from them forever. And it was only like two or three. I cooked. You know I cooked.
Yeah.
It was only like a couple of years ago that I even attempted it. And they're pathetic. I hate to say that out loud, but to the American people, meatballs are
all pathetic. If you keep it up, somebody just sent me a picture of you when you ran for Senate, which you're here kind of. So I'm going to keep that. I might use that later on. You know how that goes. But anyhow.
But the idea behind socialism is that the state can provide everything you need. Religion, the idea behind religion is that you yourself can reach salvation. You don't need the state. It's about what's within you. So the state tries to destroy religion. The whole notion of removing God from the public square, is absurd. Our founders in no way thought God should be removed from the public
right.
square. John Adams attended church services in the U.S. Capitol during his presidency.
Yep.
What do you think? Did you think he had some sort of amnesia problem?
Must have had Alzheimer's. You missed my last hour. We were talking about this, and I said Jefferson, the guy that they attribute to separation of church and state clause, he didn't understand it himself because he started those church services. He brought in the military band to play the hymns. So apparently he didn't quite get this whole separation of church and state.
There were laws into the 1800s about in the states, what Bible you were required to use, right? In 1832, when the U.S. Capitol was reopened, this is my favorite of them all. Because you know the Ten Commandments get removed all the time.
Right.
When after Jimmy's War, that's James Madison War of 1812, they called it Jimmy's War back then, the British came over here and burned down the Capitol, right? So it gets rebuilt. And if you go to the House of Representatives, right above there's the gallery above, which is slanted, and right above them, all around in not a circle but in the square, there are the pictures of people that are all profiles, and they're great scientists. There's some religious figures all around, but there's only one that is the full face of the person, and it's that person that's looking down at where you see the president speak or where the vice president and the speaker of the house sits. Only one is the full face. And that person is Moses. Now, why in the 1830s, when God should be removed from the public square, and somehow some court reaches the notion that, we can't have Moses or the Ten Commandments? Because that was never their intent.
That's right.
And remember, the United States was not started on the notion of, I'm going to say something controversial here.
Please do.
Was not started on the notion of religious freedom. It was started on the notion of religious freedom from England, from the Church of England. Big difference.
Yep. Hey, let me hold you over till after the commercial.
I'm here. I got nowhere to go.
You're probably not dating it these days. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro will still be with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
You're listening to The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. See, there you go. Old and new together. Don't like either one of the bands. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And listen, let me just bring him on because we were, you know, I should have kept the mic hot during the break. We would have both got in trouble. Tom DelVicaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. You can catch a lot of his writings on Epoch Times and Political Vanguard and see him on Fox News on a regular basis. And Tom, always a pleasure when you're on with me. When two paisans get together, it can get pretty messy.
The kitchen can. It really can.
So, hey, did you ever think we'd live in live in a time? Right now you got Representative Doug Collins. He's urging the military to defend chaplains that have been targeted, you know, on going on into hospitals and other places to read people their last rites. I mean, Newsom wouldn't allow at one point. He couldn't read people their last, not him, but, you know, chaplains could read people their last rites in hospitals.
Yeah.
Because to him, it's a comic book thing. It's a fairy tale. He doesn't care what you and I think. Did you ever think you'd see that in this country?
You know, so I've been studying history. My dad started me very early. I've been studying history for 40 years. And quickly I learned that governments start out small. Civilizations are faithful. They have this organic nature to them, not that is growing, meaning a natural growth together, a common vision, and they die in a skeptical period where they don't believe in things and they tear everything down. And that's a lot of where we are now. But I saw that in history books. But to answer your question, no. I did not think that this would happen in front of my eyes to the degree it is. And in every age, there are atheists who disdain the rest of us. The question is, do they get into power? Do they become the majority? And watch, look, Gavin Newsom is a man-child at best. You know, here's the guy who said that we'd have, 56% of us would get this, you know, and all these things. And he keeps having to backtrack because he lacks the maturity to be the head of something. This is a guy, by the way, who wants to be elected president in the fall of 2024. He lacks the maturity to govern. But, you know, look, what Democrats, you know, Joe Biden's out to the pasture, and they don't have anybody else. You don't.
They have no shame, Tom. They have no shame. This poor guy is out there struggling. His wife's letting him struggle. His kids are letting him struggle. People around him say they love him, are letting him struggle. It's so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you cannot govern by tearing down tradition. And, you know, it's hard for me to say something more significant than that, but the Democrats' efforts to...
Well, that was easy. I think what he's trying to get at was the Democrats' efforts to actually, you know, there you go, to redo. Let's bring him back on. It's always good. He must have stepped outside of the range. You know, can you hear me here, but not there? Anyway, Tom, yeah, go ahead. You were saying that the Democrats... Go ahead.
You cannot govern by destroying people's beliefs. And, yep. And, you know, the manner in which she goes about telling people they are wrong. The founders believe that what you should do is allow people to believe. They did not believe that they should tell people what to believe. And these socialists today, remember, and this is Oswald Spengler said it best about socialists. The socialist believes that you should think uniformly, that you should have people conform to a single existence. That's what they want. And it's a failed model. And right now you go out there and you listen to Democrats about, you know, the need to everybody must do the same thing. I can't think of a less scientific, a less artistic, a less intellectual thing than to say everything should be the same. It's unbelievable. And so the answer, Joe, is no. I did not think I'm not young, but I never thought I would see it to this extent.
So you and I kind of share the same heritage, the same ancestry, and mine's a little better than yours because mine's Sicilian, but my aunt...
I'm half Sicilian. But we don't talk about it.
Yeah, right. Nobody ever does. When you're half Sicilian, half Italian, that other side of the family doesn't exist. But my aunt, who's from Naples, and she came here when she was 12 years old. She's 83. talked to her a week and a half ago, sharp as a tack, and she is, I won't say depressed, but she's disheartened is where she's seeing the country goes. And she said, I still remember as a kid the excitement for people trying to get to America, trying to come here for the freedom, and not just the freedom of religion. Yes, that was on the list, but they felt like they could make something of themselves, that they would have the freedom to make decisions in their own life and that kind of stuff when they were coming here. They were willing to, you know, come in the boat, you know, the old story, right? I came over on the boat and go through what they went through to have a better life. And she said she sees it today, and she can't understand how Americans, and that's why she put it, she said, how do Americans, Joe, give up their freedom so easily?
Look, and the answer is the United States has created, when you look at the sweep of history, like since the beginning of civilizations, going back 4,000 years, the United States has created more wealth faster than any civilization in history. And what happens, you know, there's this discussion among the great philosophers, historical philosophers, are civilizations like people? Often what happens when someone becomes super rich, super fast, they sort of lose their way. You know, they're like rock stars. They make all this money, and then suddenly the discipline which got them to the top, they give up. And so our civilization has become so rich that our next generation doesn't feel like it feels entitled. It doesn't have to work for something, right?
Yep.
And so you know, this lunacy of the, you know, okay, we should give everything away. And I often say to the very liberal parents, you know, that are in my area, and so, you know, I moved here to a Republican area and ain't no more. And I say to them, so do you have your kids do chores? And they'll say yes. And I say, well, why do they do that? Well, I want to do this. I said, then why do you think civilization can exist that way? Why do you think telling people they don't have to work and you'll just give them everything, why do you think that is okay? And they don't have an answer. And that's the truth of the matter. But we're not the first. Look, the end of the Roman Republic featured giving away things to, you know, bread and circuses was an actual thing. Okay, you don't have to work anymore. We'll give you this stuff. Actually, the Roman Republic brought in tons of slaves, displaced the middle class, put them on welfare, bread and circuses, and then they didn't want to fight for the country anymore. That's where we are today. We don't have a spirit of this country anymore. And we expect, we tell our kids that you're entitled, that, you know, that there's a safe place, that there's, you know, all these things. So we've weakened our character. And that's where we are. And I never expected, you know, that's
you
not
think,
the way
well,
I was brought
okay,
up.
So do you think guys like you and I, and again, I don't know your personal life that much, but I would imagine with your background, you know, my family was always, hey, nobody owes you anything, all right? You work hard, and you show value in the workplace if you're not working for yourself, and you make something of yourself. This is a country where you can make that happen. And I don't think the kids are getting that message today. I don't think they've been getting that message for the last couple of decades.
Of course not. I remember asking my dad for an allowance in the 60s, and my dad said to me, literally, when this was actually a thing to say, he said, it was a Tuesday, he said, I will allow you to eat the rest of the week if you do everything I say.
That's great.
And that, he honestly like, said it to me. You know, I borrowed money from my sister to go to a dance and take a girl to a dance.
Got 30 seconds, go quick.
And my dad comes in on Saturday and he goes, you're going to get a job. And I go, okay. I thought it was, you know, whatever. So I go out to look for a job. I come back at 2 o'clock and he goes, did you get a job? And I said, no, not yet. And he goes, then why'd you come home? And he put me on restrictions. Anyway, people go to, until I got a job, I was working that night and I had to.
Go. Where do people go to find you?
TomDell.com, PoliticalVanguard.com. Joe, always a pleasure.
Yeah, always fun, Tom. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, we're here all week. Don't go away. Stay with us all week long. Check out the website, TheRealSide.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.